Hello everybody, how's it going? I'm Bruce McIntosh. Welcome to Just a Runner's Podcast. And this week, this episode, we're on 202. Emily Pounds on here. And the reason I invited her on was discuss her recent marathon at the St. George Marathon, where she qualified for Boston. And I had been coaching her. I've started coaching well, a year and a half ago. I started working with some different people. And then I guess it was spring or summer, I started working with her with the intention for her to run St. George Marathon. She's worked with other coaches and turned into a great combination. I thought she did great. So when, like I said, I'd like to expand my coaching, and actually it'll help me with the support the podcast. And anybody's got any plans, I have a website with the VO2 dot plan and set up. We can use the app, get a chance to get to know you a little bit and what your goals are. So anyone looking for a coach, trying to add some people to my roster here, if you will. And everything went really well. Actually, this was a very, for everybody that I am coaching, I had no complaint. Everybody seemed to hit the goals they were after on this, on their fall races. And I had been waiting a while to really try to start taking on more people or just expanded it at all. To have a little more time coaching a few individuals. Scott, Don, Emily. I did a little bit with Caitlin and Charlotte. So those are the ones I've worked with, some of the people I've worked with in the past, and I'm trying to expand that. So invited Emily on, talk about how her time went at St. George. And what she thought of the training plan. And yes, I picked somebody that I knew would give you a good review. And pretty much everybody that I've coached has been happy. And I'm more than welcome to let you speak to them yourself if you would want to. So if you're looking for a coach to help you reach some spring race goal or next fall, sometimes it, you know, that's the one thing about distance endurance running. Does take a little patience to meet all your goals. All right. That was totally unscripted. And now let's get into the podcast. All right, let's get going. Welcome to the Just Runners podcast. We're with Emily Pounds. And my co-host, Dawn. I'm Bruce, if you didn't know that. And we may hear a grumbling from Scott.
Maybe not.
And I invited Emily on today. How are you doing today, Emily?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Emily is, I've been coaching her. I coached her for her Boston qualifying attempt, her marathon at the St. George Marathon. And we were going to talk about that and a few other things. But that would start off with, how'd you get started running?
Well, I was working with somebody that invited me to run a 5-mile race up in Edinburgh with her. So I ended up starting to train for that. And while I was training for that, I decided maybe I'll do a marathon. So I did a 5-mile race in September 2009, and then in October I did a marathon. So,
you've been running since 2009?
Yes.
What was your first marathon that you did right after that then?
I did the Towpath Marathon in October 2009.
That was actually my first one too, back in 2006.
Oh, so, yeah.
I know it's changed some since then. Man,
Yeah, I liked it. It was pretty, but I was pretty slow too. That was a 5:36.
I was a 501, and it was nice, but it was small, and I kind of got out there in the portion of the out on the towpath by myself, and that kind of that dog looks so comfortable, Don. I'm sorry, it's distracting. And
My little guy. Oh.
all right, and it, for those that don't know, Emily, you're very involved with the Roadrunners now. When did that all get started?
I joined the Roadrunners around the same time I started training for that race because I needed somebody to motivate me. So I joined up and I started running with all of them. And a couple years into it, I took over the webmaster duties from Dan Shields. So now I do the website and the Facebook page and some of the PR stuff for our races.
So,
Cool.
do you have an official title, or is it just webmaster?
It's webmaster and PR manager. So it's mostly webmaster and Facebook.
I know every time I try to share my podcast with you, I gotta wait for you to approve it.
Yeah. We don't want to get any spam on there.
One question. You brought this up one time when we were running. You don't have to share the name, but you said somebody complained about the podcast or thought it wasn't, there was some sort of complaint.
Yeah, I just for the Columbus ones, I'm not sure what the issue is, but I will reach out next time it happens. I don't know. You can't put the reasoning, you just put that you don't like it, so.
Hey, I'm willing to have a talk with him about it on the podcast. I would even bring Darius on if he has a problem with the Columbus Marathon. Just it's something
Wait, I'm
different.
confused. Somebody said they didn't like the podcast, or somebody said they didn't like the Columbus Marathon.
You can just flag a post that you think the content isn't appropriate, and someone has done that for two of the Columbus Marathon posts. So I'm not sure if it's about the marathon specifically, or the host, or not the host, but the person that he's talking to. I don't know. I have to find out. So
Interesting.
yeah,
I just hit approve anyway. So.
I was gonna, because you said it was something about like it was false content or something, and I started thinking about it. I'm like, I'm not putting anything that isn't true, maybe some opinions, but
Yeah, I'll have to find out and get back to you.
and well, how many, well, we'll go back to your marathons then. And how many have you done since 2009 then, when you did your first one at Towpath?
Well, 11 and a half, I guess, because I have one that I didn't finish, so almost 12.
Well, that puts me at 17 and a half then. I got one I never
Yeah,
I
my
think
DNF was my first Boston attempt and it did not go well, so.
well, that was my other question. Since we were talking about you Boston qualifying, how many times have you attempt, how many total marathons have you done? How many have been true Boston attempts where you lined up trying for Boston?
Three. So the third one was the charm. Finally, I got in. So the first one was the Erie. I quit around mile 16 because I just wasn't in it mentally. Once I lost that pace group, I kind of lost my motivation. And then that happened again at Glass City. I kind of lost the pace group, and then my legs locked up, and it just didn't go well for me mentally then either. So St. George just finally worked out.
I can share the experience of Glass City. 1 mile, I was like, okay, I'm done.
That
I think
was Scott's
those really
path.
flat ones are just too flat for me.
So
Yeah,
I
I
want
can
to
see.
go back. I got a quick question. So, Emily, you started running and you ran a 5 mile, you said, and then you just said, I'm going to run a marathon. Is that kind of how
Yeah,
that works?
it doesn't make sense, does
No,
it?
I can relate. So, with the how long of training did you have for the first marathon?
Honestly, I don't really remember. I just know that I did everything the same pace. I didn't do anything different. I went around Lake Newport probably a million times for all my long runs. so I didn't get lost. So I just changed the distances for every run.
Well, that's cool. No, that's commendable. I caught that before, 'cause I mean that's kind of how I started running too. I hated running. I swore I would never run. That was in 1985 or 86, and when I ran a couple short races and decided to do a marathon one day, and that's kind of where 39 of them, 39 and a half later.
Yes.
Okay, so long future ahead of you, but you're not alone in that fleeting thought about doing something crazy.
Were you working out or any activity, like biking or anything before you started running?
Not really, no. It was just my friend Katie just asked me to race this with her, and I just on a whim decided, oh, let's see how far I can go with this. I hadn't even run the 5 mile before I signed up for the marathon, so I just kind of fell right into it, and I've been with it ever since.
It's worse yet.
That's just jumping.
Yeah.
That's just jumping in head first. So, how many total marathons have you done then?
Well, I guess finished, I have done 11.
And then, so any particular favorite besides St. George?
I would say the MDI Mount Desert Island Marathon in Maine. That one is just really pretty, and it's a great time of year. I really liked the whole course. That's a good one.
Well, one of the main reasons I brought you on was because I was coaching you as you went up to St. George. So just share maybe a little bit about your training and then the week leading up. Because I know you went, didn't you leave out like a Monday for a Saturday race?
Yep, I went out to Vegas to stay with my sister to try to get kind of acclimated and do my last minute racer runs up there. So I did a lot of strength training this time that I didn't really do as consistently before. I did my slow runs slow because I used to just do gray zone runs all the time. So I just really tried to do the slow runs slow. I really like doing those blocks where we did some at race pace and then some easy miles in between and then some more race pace blocks. I think that kind of helped me to realize that I could go a little slower and then speed back up. And then a lot of those intervals and tempos and speed workouts really helped a lot. So I was very pleased.
Sounded like it. And so the you said you went to Vegas, then you went up, you drove up to St. George.
Yeah, it's about a half an hour and a half away from Vegas. So I just stayed with her for the week ahead of time and then drove out there on Friday.
And what did you think of the course at St. George and
I liked it. I
the
like
race in
the
general?
I don't like the flat ones because I always think those are going to be easier and for some reason they're not for me. But we started at the top of a hill mountain, I guess, and we just you go down and there was a little bit of uphill up to the halfway point. So I tried to stick with the 330 group for about the first half. And I stayed with them while we went slow up those hills. And then after I got to the halfway point, I decided to see if I could open up a little bit. And I went a little bit faster than when I started. I did about 740 pace on the last half. And I just kept going and I made it.
What impressed me was you actually ran a little bit of a negative split from one, just to stay even the whole way is tough. You actually ended up with a negative split from the first half to the second. Was the second half, would you say it was easier, more downhill, or?
Well, technically it was supposed to be easier, but by that point I was starting to get tired. And then about around mile 21, my legs started to lock up. And I probably sounded like a crazy person because I just kept yelling at myself, come on, legs. People just kept kind of looking at me, but I had to do something to keep myself going because when I was in Glass City at mile 25, my legs locked up and I stopped. And I didn't want to stop this time because it was really hard to get going again when I stopped there. So I just ran through it until I got to the end and then we were walking back to the car, they locked up again, but I'm glad it was waited until the very end. So.
Yeah, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I saw Jim Crooks. He was telling me how he saw you at Glass City, thought he'd run in with you, and you started yelling at him, so he kept going.
Yeah, he patted me on the back and he said he would wait. I said, no, go, because I didn't know how long that was going to take to get my legs moving again. And then every time I tried to run after that, they just kept spasming all the way in for that last half mile. So I'm glad I didn't stop in St. George. It would have been bad.
Did you have any, Don, did you have anything about St. George?
Well, no, I mean, I remember, Emma, we don't run very often together, but I do remember we were running that one time at Mill Creek, and we were chatting about St. George when you were training for it. And I
Yeah.
remember, and I was telling you that I heard that that was just a really, really good marathon and kind of on our bucket list as well. So I'm glad you had a good experience there. And
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And it was neat at the beginning of the course, at the start line, they did kind of a drone light show and they did the logo and they did some constellations and stuff. And then they did a countdown to let us go. That was pretty neat.
nice.
overall, the race, how do you feel they put it on? Volunteers, spectators, and stuff like that?
I think it's very well organized. They get everybody bussed up to the top. They had a DJ up there. They had coffee, snacks. They had a bunch of bonfires, a ton of porta potties. So it was really well organized and ready to go. And there was not a ton of spectators just because of, how high up it is. But once you get closer to town, there was a lot of people. And the finish line was pretty cool.
Yeah, they have a lot of spectators on, except for the majors. There's not too many that have spectators the whole way.
Yeah.
And you did tell me was something that was interesting. You said you have a nutrition coach. What made you decide to get a nutrition coach, and how do you think that helped you?
I have tried to do like the macros counting on my own before, and I just found it to be a little bit difficult. And I'm someone that really, I love a plan, and I love having somebody tell me this is what you need to do to succeed. So I reached out to my friend Kayla. She has a business called Wellness with Kayla. It's wellnesswithkayla.com, and then Well with K on Instagram. And she helped me to kind of hone in on my macros and closer to race day, we started working on my carb counts and really upping the carbs. So I think 3 days before I was at maybe 85% carbs. But just having that extra boost from somebody and helping me to know what to eat, it really helped me a lot. And I've been working with her for maybe about a year. And then during the summers when we started focusing on marathon specific. So it was really helpful.
What originally, you just wanted some help with that area, or is there a reason you?
Yeah, I kind of felt like after Erie, I just felt like I was a little sluggish because that's the one I did the year before to finally finish it. I just felt like maybe if I dropped a little bit of weight and kind of focused on what I was eating, it might help me. And I think it really did. That, your training and the strength training, I think just the combo worked perfectly for me.
Who does your programming for your strength training, or did you do that on your own?
I did that on my own. I actually found it on YouTube. It's Caroline Gervin. She has an Epic series that she started during COVID, and they're all free. She has all different classes, short, like 10-minute ones, 20-minute ones, and you can just pick upper body, lower body. I just really like that they're you can use any weight and start at any level, and they're free for anybody.
So I'm taking
Hold on. Don?
Caroline, how do you, what is it, Caroline? What? Gervin?
Caroline Gervin.
I'm here.
Oh,
G.
you froze up for a second. That's
So I know my the reception's kind of sketchy tonight for some reason. You guys keep freezing on me a little bit. Sorry. I'm sorry. Gervin with a
That's okay.
G. With a G.
GIRVAN.
Okay. That's one thing I need to work on is my strength training for sure. So
yeah, she has Epic 1, 2, and 3. I'm on Epic 3 right now. I wrote it on my calendar so that I kind of told myself I had to do it and then check them off when I'm done.
Yeah, and I think I've seen your friend Kayla on Facebook or Instagram, yep. Right?
Is she's on
Kayla?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Kayla Eloise.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, somebody else always winning the local races too. So
nice.
It's nice to have a runner nutritionist because she knows what we need. Yeah.
Is she local?
Out as well. Yeah.
Yeah, she's out of Columbiana.
Oh, okay. Future guest.
She just won the East Palestine Turkey.
You should have her on. We all need some nutrition advice. That would be great.
Yeah, she's really great. She's very helpful.
Well, you've worked with other run coaches in the past, didn't you? I think.
Yep. Dan Shields was my first run coach. I've worked with Everett Briggs, Scooby, Rick Hart. Now you. Pretty much every coach that the club has had, I've used at one point.
Oh. That's a, hey. It's, well, this one, the plan seemed to work for you. I mean, we hit your goals, so I'm happy about that. What did you think of the plan overall that I set up?
I thought it was pretty easy to follow for me. If I couldn't get out, I would just use my treadmill. But I think I only missed one run, not just because I was away from town or something. But yeah, I found them easy to follow. They weren't overly difficult. I just got better every week.
Because I've been working with Dawn too, but well, she's coming back, and Scott. And like they had qualified for Boston before I started working with them, and I got her back there. But you had never qualified before, so that was what well, was kind of a. I was really hopeful. I knew your training running part of it at least went really well, and the nutrition part. I don't try to coach that because I know I'm not qualified.
Yeah, I think this is the first training plan where I pretty much hit every training goal and I did almost every run. And everything went the way it was supposed to go. So I think as long as you follow the plan, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah. I don't remember you missing hardly. If you missed something, I don't remember it at all.
I think it was one, just one.
You're not talking about the wedding one, are you? No, we just worked around that. That was.
Yeah, I think it was a different day. I didn't have the energy or the time or something. I can't remember. It was a silly excuse, but it was just one.
So you don't go in on the calendar, Emily, and delete off the workouts and rearrange them. And
well, I did rearrange a little bit. And then once I started doing that, he's like, what do you want them to be? And then he kind of structured them the way I wanted them. And then it worked out pretty well.
That's good.
Yeah, I try to personalize the plan. I mean, if we can make it fit your schedule better, that's all there is to it.
Yeah. I mean, but honestly, it works, Bruce. I mean, what you're doing works because you got Emily there, you got Scott.
She froze up again.
So, yeah, it works.
Yeah, and I mean, the app I'm using, the VDOT plan, and that was developed by Coach Jack Daniels and the Smart Plan there. And they do help set up the paces. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned with the easy pace, I'm not like somebody, you know, I don't think it should be that very strict on that. As long as you're really conversational. And I've been out with you on Sunday mornings where we're running very, probably below the recommended pace. But I think that's such a good way to get recovery runs in, especially after your long run or a hard workout the day before.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps doing the slow runs really, because I used to never do them. I always thought that, you know, as long as I wasn't going race pace, that was slow enough. And it's obviously it didn't work for me before. So,
well, the one thing I learned from watching a lot of YouTube, if you get Jack Daniels and the coach and some of the stuff he puts on there. And he was even comparing it to like buying a car. If you can get the same benefit from running at a 10-minute pace compared to a 9-minute pace, why would you risk the injury? Why not just go the easier pace, enjoy it
Yeah.
more, and you can still get the same benefits? But, and what's funny is I didn't see Emily in person for several weeks, and then we ran into each other at Penguin City Brewery the night they had the Don was supposed to be there. The
I was.
for the Youngstown Marathon to for the volunteers and the sponsors and stuff and the benefit. We were the we I went down there and few of us stepped from our water stop, and you were down there for the road runners at the other water stop. And I she was still really excited, and when I saw her I
I don't think
knew
I've seen you since the race, so
yeah. And like Caitlin told you when we ran that Sunday, I was just following along the whole way. Every chance I kept updating, and I sent her the updates when I got them and stuff. So I knew you were right on pace the whole way. I was just hoping that you made it that last. It's always the last 10K, I think, that gets to
yeah.
people. You see
I kept
people.
waiting for the pace group to catch me, so that was my goal, was just to stay ahead of that pace group. So I was thrilled when they never caught me.
And you're gonna, when you sign up for Boston, you have a big buffer in case they do.
Yeah, currently I have about 9.5 minutes, but I will turn 40 2 days before the race, so then I'll get another 5 minutes.
Well, you,
So I should be good to go.
oh, that'll give you over 14 minutes. So you're in great shape. Forget it.
Good for
I,
you.
and it all goes by
Thank
race
you.
day. Don't matter when you run it, it's when it's race day for Boston. So
Yeah.
you'll be you got 14-minute buffer, so you're in.
Yeah, you'll be good. That's exciting.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
And right now, I just started. We're going to start working with. I'm going to start working with Emily again for the Mill Creek Distance Classic. We're going to be doing some half marathon training. You excited about that?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done the distance classic in a long time. I'm usually just a finish line medal passer outer, so it'll be interesting to run it again.
Now, I know they moved the date up to March 3rd. Is there any confirmation on the course? Anything come up about that, or is that not till the first of the
We won't have confirmation until after January 1st, but we're hoping to be back at WIC. So
that
watch our
wonderful
Facebook
lot?
page and our website, yeah, for that
You know,
wonderful hill.
it does, you know, having that nice flat last mile coming into the old
I'm
mill,
sorry.
that last mile going, it just doesn't feel like the old distance classic.
Yeah, we had complaints when we had to move it that it was not hilly enough and they wanted the hills back, so we're trying.
Scott left, but I'm sure he would be happy to know they are trying to move it back to where it used to be up on Wick. He loves
Yeah,
hills.
as soon as we know, we'll let you know.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking that might be a good one to plug in. When are you guys? Oh no, you. When are you guys doing Glass City? When is that?
April 28th. I already plugged it into Scott's plan. I was gonna.
Okay.
I might as well put it in yours too.
I'm thinking that might be. Yeah, that might be
I
a
like it the beginning of
good
March
half
because I think for a lot of
to put
marathons,
in
I think for
before
a lot of
Boston.
marathons, that's just a really good spot to do a good half marathon training race.
Yeah, that might be one to consider.
And you're not getting easy course, regardless of where they finish at.
Yeah. Yep.
But, I'm
I
still
was
hoping.
thinking about doing Run Wye Town again too, since you helped me win that one for the 5 miler.
You won the 5 miler?
Yeah, it was last year. That was the first part of our training.
Oh, I forgot about that. Are you going to
That
do
really put my confidence in you. I was like, okay, I'm going to follow this plan. I just
it?
did so well on this race.
Yeah, you're like the perfect runner to coach, because it's like you put the plan out there and you just follow it. I mean, even, maybe a few little changes here and there, but well, we won't talk about, I don't want to say too much in front of Dawn about this, but
What are you
it's
saying,
not
Bruce?
like
I'm not the perfect plan follower. Is that what you're saying, Bruce?
you just make more adjustments than some people. Yeah. But yeah, it was a I think you're gonna have some I think you could still have a good distance classic. I never go
Yeah.
there VR, but some people okay, some people can run a good time there. To me it's a little hilly, but I'm
I've
actually
never tried to run it for speed, so we'll see what happens.
I don't think I think I may have tried. I don't think I ever really tried for speed. I used to be a little faster at it. Anymore, I'm just like I just survive. I kind of view it as a good training race. A lot of times I'm tra I was a lot of times I did it. I was training for a marathon later in the spring, and would just use it for that. But it's a good one to keep you going. And you were talking about doing Akron, so that's actually. I don't know what's going on with
Oh, she not there?
There she
I
is.
have no idea. I don't know it. Like, I got knocked off. Sorry, here I am.
All right. Did you have anything else done, or we could get.
Now I'm all because I got knocked off. What were you talking about? Oh,
The distance classic.
the training plan and all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's what I was going to ask. What was next on your plan, but it sounds like the half marathon in the early spring.
I have.
I need to get to more of the group runs with the road runners on Sundays.
Well, and I keep saying I need to get to the Just to Run groups on Saturdays. So at some point, we'll
Yeah.
have to swap.
You are gonna be
Right.
this. Dawn's gotta be there this Saturday. Are we still doing Mosquito Lake?
We are. Yeah.
Well, you haven't been there the last couple of weeks, so I
Yeah,
gotta be.
we definitely will.
All right. That was why we were doing it. But the last couple months we've been all over the place, I think, because we went out to Sharpsville. Now we'll go to Cortland. Maybe we ought to do Columbiana or see how far we can drag people around.
Wasn't there something in Columbiana? Isn't there something?
Yeah, Tuesday nights they're doing a run once us. The oh shoot, I should know that.
Crystal
The DCXC, huh? The timing company with
Box.
Josh and
Crystal Box, right?
they're going to Birdfish.
Okay,
Oh
I knew
yeah,
it.
that sounds like a good one. yeah. And well, was there anything else you want to share, Emily?
Now you froze up again. I don't know why our connection's so bad. So
I
sorry. No, Emily, congratulations again to you though. I mean that I
Thank
know
you.
it's really exciting and I think you'll really enjoy it when you'll go in what 25?
Yeah, I got a long wait now.
Yeah. But that's okay. It'll be here before we know it, so.
Yeah.
she is talking about doing Akron in the fall. Not positive yet, but.
Yeah, I think I want to do Mill Creek and then Run Y Town and Peace Race and Akron.
There
That's
you go.
my soft plan for now.
There you go. Yeah.
That's doable because you'd have a
Yeah.
couple weeks after Akron to rest up to be ready for the Peace Race. The other two aren't bad at all. I don't know when is Y Town?
It's April, sometime.
Oh. I did that once. I liked it. It's just I keep doing these April marathons and it's hard to fit
Oh, yeah. You'll be tapering.
all right. Well, I'm gonna get going. Thank you for being on, Emily. Thanks for coming out, Dawn, and jumping in and out on us.
I know. I feel bad. I'm ruining the quality of your podcast. But anyway,
thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad we got a chance to talk again. And I guess I'll be talking to you again soon, since we'll be working together for several months this year. All right. Take care.
All right. Well, I may see you Wednesday, Bruce. I don't know if you decided where you're running yet, but let me know. All right. Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Bye. Bye.